views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm Beth Daniel, here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, and we are the founders of Quantum Techniques, quantumtechniques.com. And you're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. The title of our show today is How Do I Know What Is Causing This Anxiety or Panic, and What Can I Do? So stay tuned with us for the next hour and find out what you can do for yourself or others to heal anxiety or panic, because it can take over your life. Quantum Techniques is an advanced method in energy medicine, and we do all of our work remotely over the phone with people all over the world. Many people consider Quantum Techniques the powerful cousin of EFT and call us EFT on steroids. The scans that we do at Quantum Techniques and the codes that we use help to eliminate blocks to healing really anything in your life by putting your body into a profound healing state. And as I said, we do it all remotely over the phone so we can access any clients around the world. So again, the title of today's show is How Do I Know What Is Causing This Anxiety or Panic, and What Can I Do? So I'd like to introduce my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, who's here with me as well.
Yes, you know, we're here in beautiful Maui, and want to try to give some wisdom in some areas that can help people. And, you know, something that's poorly understood is the whole role of anxiety in chronic illness. I don't know that I've ever worked with someone with a chronic illness that didn't have an anxiety disorder, whether or not it manifests as anxiety, whether or not they felt anxiety, whether or not they were aware of it. And this gets back to, a statement by Einstein that said, you know, the most fundamental question of your existence is, do you live in a safe or hostile world? And if you feel like life happens to you, not for you, and that gets into the consciousness teachings, the spirituality, you know, really direct people toward Guy Finley, GuyFinleyNow.org, and Vernon Howard, AnewLife.org, in terms of consciousness issues, so that I can view this life from a different place than being in fear all the time. And then you look at the work of Bruce Lipton that says, you know, our body either codes for health or illness. 95% of us have good DNA. What determines whether we code for illness? Do we see the world as a fearful place that causes anxiety? And so that's one of the things we want to get to, and what's driving this anxiety both on physical and non-physical levels, and give you some clinical examples of the many that we've worked with. We happen to be very skilled at the whole range of anxiety disorders, you know, generalized anxiety, panic attack, phobias, OCD, PTSD, all of those run within that anxiety spectrum. And we're
addiction,
right. Yeah, you know, the underlying issue in all addiction is the same. It's a generalized anxiety disorder with a behavior or a tranquilizer of choice, whether that's, you know, the internet or pornography or Krispy Kremes or cocaine or Starbucks, you know, whatever it is, there's an underlying anxiety. And then whenever that person feels that uneasiness, they go to move toward comfort by doing something or taking something to reduce that anxiety.
Well, one thing that's really struck me over the years that I've been a healer is not just the role of anxiety and panic in people with illness, but the role of anxiety, panic, and fear in all problems that human beings have. You know, even those that don't have health problems. You know, people that have dissatisfaction in their life, which is pretty much everybody, maybe small half of a percent doesn't. Some dissatisfaction in life, or looking for a phenomenal life and you don't have it. The role of anxiety and panic in life and in all of life's problems is really paramount. And one thing that we see in people that we work with, I would say across the board, in terms of physical and emotional symptoms, is the unconscious intention to avoid panic at all costs. They don't want to feel panic or unease. They don't want to feel the anxiety they have about the future, let's say. So they manifest a symptom instead, because a symptom is easier to deal with than feeling constant panic and anxiety. For any of you that's ever had it, which most of us have probably had some moments of anxiety and panic in our life, it feels awful, and we will do anything to avoid feeling that, even creating symptoms.
Well, and on a consciousness level, we can approach the fear, be willing to feel the discomfort, and understand it out of existence, or we can run from the fear. And every time you run from the fear, you actually strengthen the fear, and you become a slave to what it is that causes you to be anxious, versus bearing the anxiety. We've got tools to help reduce it, and then removing a lot of these triggers, both physically and non-physically, that keep it coming back.
Really, just to reiterate our opening points today and summarize them, which I think are really important, is the role of anxiety and panic underneath all physical, emotional problems that manifest as chronic illness or just problems in life that will need an intention to avoid feeling panic that runs us, and to avoid feeling fear, would rather feel anything but fear. And the role of anxiety and panic in all addictive processes, in phobias, and we're not going to talk specifically about phobias today, but the role of anxiety and panic underlying fear and OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder. And you may not have a diagnosis of anxiety disorder, but you still know if you have anxiety that you're trying to avoid by distracting yourself in life. And I think that's the vast majority of us. So what we want to talk about today is, okay, I know if I have anxiety, I know if I'm a nervous wreck, I know if I have panic attacks about life, about the past, about the future, about the present, how do I know what's causing this? And that's what we want to talk to you about today. And we really feel at Quantum Techniques, with the work that we do, we can hit a home run with people that have anxiety issues in a session. And maybe they need a follow-up once or twice, depending if they lose a treatment, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But it's really an easy problem for Quantum Techniques to fix.
I want to give a kind of an example that will kind of move into some of the physical things that are so common, and those are toxins, okay? And I'm just going to give an example of someone that years ago called to do some work, and they went into a panic attack whenever they were paying bills or whenever they were sending out, like, birthday cards, Christmas cards. And they had, I never met them, of course, because I do all the work remotely, and they had been working in analysis for about 6 or 7 years, going 4 or 5 times a week. I'd spent a lot of money on this.
What type of analysis?
Psychoanalysis. Yeah, they were on the East Coast. And we're not having any luck with it, and so we got them on the phone, and I tested their field, which we always do, and one of the things we check are ingestants, things you put in your mouth, inhalants, contactants, things you touch, things you breathe, injectants, things that break the skin. And on this person, I got an ingestant field, and what I found is that they were allergic on the glue back when they had glue in the back of stamps and glue in envelopes, and they were licking the glue. And this, I think the whole session may have taken me 20 minutes. And so I just said, I want you to try something. I want you to not lick the glue. I want you to get one of those little sponge things and go ahead and pay some bills and, send out a few cards and tell me what happens. He calls me back and he says, well, I don't know whether to kiss you or shoot my analyst. He said, I paid my bills. I sent cards to some friends and family, and I had no anxiety whatsoever. I said, yeah, this was not an anxiety disorder. And even though it was, quote, an anxiety disorder, the way that would classify, you know, in the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, I think it's DSM-4 now, maybe 5, this was actually a reaction to the glue. And he said, "You mean I've been going to analysis 4 or 5 times a week for 7 years for glue?" I said, "Yeah, I've had nothing to do with your mom. Just don't use that glue."
So the good news is toxins really contribute greatly to anxiety. So you can find out with our testing methods and through Techniques One, or if you want to work with one of us directly, you can find out what are the toxins that are causing your anxiety. And we can do that quickly with you over the phone. Just another quick example before we go to break. A client of mine in Australia who has struggled with some anxiety and panic issues over the years went on a trip and her anxiety came back. You know, she wondered why. Was there something about going on a vacation that caused her this trouble? No, she stayed in a moldy environment, in a moldy condo. It brought back the anxiety issues and caused an imbalance in her neurotransmitters that are the chemical messengers in our body that control emotional issues, among other things. So the mold exposure, again, a toxin, brought her anxiety back and her panic attacks. So mold as an inhalant or something she was breathing in. The other classic case, the first time most people have a panic attack is when they're in the grocery store and they go down the laundry aisle. The exposure to the inhalant chemicals from laundry detergents sets them off into their first panic attack, and then they assume it's something emotional. It was set off by the laundry detergents and the combination thereof. So just some tidbits of information for you. These things often cause anxiety and panic. So when we come back from our break, we're going to talk more about how do you know and how can you find out what is causing your anxiety and panic.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
You're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques, and the title of today's show is How Do I Know What Is Causing This Anxiety or Panic, and What Can I Do? And before we continue with this discussion, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact us if you're dealing with anxiety or panic attacks in your life, or someone that you care about is. Each of us can be reached through our website. My email address is beth@quantumtechniques.com, and Steve's is steve@quantumtechniques.com or steven@quantumtechniques.com, which is with a PH. You can also page us directly. My pager is 800-675-3994, and you can leave me a voicemail. And Steve's pager
is 888.
I think it's 866.
Yeah, I've never called 866-378-2688.
You got it. Yeah. Okay. So we want to continue to talk about toxins causing anxiety and panic attacks. And we talked about things you breathe in, like laundry soap, things you touch or taste, like glue on envelopes, and Steve's example. And another one, mold as an inhalant or other inhalants you may be sensitive to. Another issue that really brings about anxiety and panic attacks for people is insect bites. And I think the reason that happens is because our adrenaline gets reversed, is a typical word that we use at Quantum Techniques, which basically means your meridians are flowing backwards. But the adrenaline itself tests toxic when you get insect bites, I think particularly spider bites. So your heart races and you can feel anxious, sometimes sweating. And a lot of that can be driven by bites. Even old anesthesias or even new anesthesias, some people have panic attacks after dental procedures. And that is often from dental anesthesia, getting trapped in the vagus nerve, which goes to the heart and the digestive organs and can contribute to reversed adrenaline and an anxiety or panic attack. We can clear that within 5 minutes if that happens to you. People that have had a lot of surgeries and a lot of exposure to anesthesia can be, you know, more prone to panic attacks because those residues are lodged in their system. We can help them to release that very quickly. So anxiety can be caused by injectants like insect bites, spider bites, vaccines, or anesthesias in this case as well. Other toxins that can cause anxiety and panic, which is probably, I would say, inhalants and ingestants are the top ones. And ingestants are any food, supplement, medication, beverage that you put in your mouth and eat and swallow. And I would say if you have anxiety that comes out of the blue and you're not sure where it came from, think about, did I eat something differently than usual? Because very often you have, we have a close friend who went on a diet program and started drinking these, you know, diet shakes that came with the program and started to really go into anxiety and depression. And she called thinking, you know, she was falling apart and her life was falling apart. Well, all it was is she had started drinking this specific kind of diet shake that blocked her neurotransmitters from functioning well and caused anxiety and panic attacks.
And she was actually okay on a different flavor of the same diet shake. It can be that specific.
Right.
else. In other words, this person was fine on chocolate, but this chocolate diet shake gave them anxiety, depression, and panic attacks. Their vanilla and their whatever was raspberry, strawberry were fine.
So how can the public find out what they're sensitive to? What are the toxins they're sensitive to so that they can avoid them?
Well, that is leads up to why did we originally create Truth Techniques 1, which is our now almost three-hour DVD product in self-testing. You know, if you feel very apprehensive or edgy, and your answer is, let me go to the emergency room to find out why, you know, that's about a $5,000 trip, and they usually don't have an answer for you. Because most of what's driving the anxiety is not something they can get an MRI or an X-ray or a blood test on. Okay? What if you learn how to muscle test and you find out, oh, the anxiety is I'm reacting to my neighbor's grief. We got off the phone. They talked about their lost child. What if you find out the anxiety is the new antiperspirant I'm using? It's toxic for me. Or the anxiety is a new perfume that my spouse is using or whatever that would be. Now, all of a sudden, instead of living in this area of fear because I don't know,
helplessness.
Absolutely. You can test and check all your toxin fields. You can check for pathogens. You can find out, is this primarily being driven by a physical issue or a non-physical? Is this anxiety driven by a non-physical attachment, you know, spiritual entities or whatever you believe? There's all this stuff that it can be, which if you master that product, Truth Techniques 1, you learn how to do that on your own in minutes. Now, until you learn how to do that, you can page one of us or a practitioner, and we can help you find it out. I think there's also, I just want to mention the difference between chronic anxiety and just having anxiety. And chronic anxiety means there's something in your life on a regular basis that's erasing your body's attempts at healing its anxiety. I can give an example if that's a good time, Beth. You know, I worked with a UPS driver years ago, back when I was still working with some people face-to-face, and he had a real bad chewing addiction that they couldn't find an answer for. No one could help him, and he tried many things. And so we went in there, and, you know, the underlying issue with all addiction is the same.
What's a chewing addiction? He chewed his food too often?
Chewing tobacco over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, going into precancer lesions in his mouth. So what we found out for him is that, you know, he had an underlying anxiety disorder, and his tobacco chewing was a tranquilizer of choice. And we went in, and we found out what was driving it was, you know, some foods, and he got off the foods, and he was fine on his not chewing any tobacco, not using any tobacco. And about 3 months later, he came in and said, Doc, it's come back. And so we ran back through to see what it was. And what it is he had changed his dental floss, and he was bad on the mint in the dental floss. So he'd get up every day, he'd be doing fine, he'd floss his teeth, and boy, there was the anxiety right there, and he'd want to chew.
And there's no way anyone would know that on their own.
Right.
I mean, who's going to think, oh, I bought new dental floss? That's the power of the True Techniques 1 that you're talking about.
Right.
And the self-testing.
And this was back before we had True Techniques 1 even. Okay, and then he was doing fine, and then about 3 months later, he calls me up and says, Doc, it's back again. Okay, I said, well, come on in. So he came in, and we were looking at it, and it happened every afternoon at 2 o'clock, but only Monday through Friday, just work day. So that told me a lot right there, and I asked him what had changed, and his route had changed, and about 2 o'clock, he always was delivering to a transmission shop. And we found out for him, the smell of transmission fluid would trigger the addiction. So in both those instances, you know, we could avoid it, or in the case of the inhalant field with the transmission fluid, we were able to create a code that would protect him from that. Because it wasn't like he was around it 24/7. He was only in there, you know, 5 or 6 minutes delivering and leaving. And then he could do a treatment and collapse that anxiety. But that's another example of how frequently chronic addiction issues, chronic anxiety issues, which are the same thing, are driven by a toxin field.
Yeah, so if you had anxiety and it's gone and it returns, look at what has changed.
Right.
And what have you added in your life or what's different? And again, going back to Truth Techniques 1 and really plugging that, that's a giveaway today, by the way. We're giving away two free digital downloads of Truth Techniques 1 on this show. So if you want to be one of the lucky folks to grab one of those downloads, you can call the station at 800-930-2819 and ask for the Truth Techniques 1 download. If you're not one of the people that gets in the door to get the free 2 giveaways, you can go to our website at quantumtechniques.com, and this product is at the front of our store because it's our bestseller. Because our goal is to teach you to be self-empowered and to test yourself to find the truth so you can heal yourself. We're going to be heading to break again in a couple of minutes, and we want to talk a little bit more about what are the causes of anxiety and what you can do about it. We've talked about toxins. On a physical level, another cause of anxiety can be pathogens. I would say the most common pathogen contributing to anxiety overall is viruses and then fungal infections. A lot of people will develop a virus, particularly in the respiratory system, and then after that, almost like a post-viral syndrome, or the virus is still at a low level, they start to develop anxiety or panic attacks or have more fear that can actually be set off by the virus, and we can help you find that, or you can find that yourself with True Techniques 1. Similar with fungal infections, particularly fungal infections in the gut, in the intestinal tract, cause such an imbalance in the neurotransmitters in the gut, can often cause brain fog, and can often cause anxiety and contribute to panic-like conditions and fear. So that would be the other thing that you probably have never thought of that can contribute to and cause anxiety, is pathogens like that. So again, we're plugging True Techniques 1 in terms of teaching you how to test these things for yourself. We're going to go to break again now, and we'll be back talking more about what are the causes of anxiety from a non-physical perspective, and what can you do about that. Be right back.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And today's show, we're talking about how do I know what is causing this anxiety or panic and what can I do? And we've spent the first half hour of our show really talking about the physical aspects that drive anxiety, panic attacks, and fear. And we've talked about toxins and then pathogens, and also how your attempts at healing can be erased. If anxiety returns and it's been gone for a while, it's due to typically a toxin or pathogen field. We want to talk now about the non-physical aspects that are often involved in causing anxiety or panic. Steve, you want to share a little bit about the role of trauma?
You know, one of the things I like, again, about Guy Finley and Vernon Howard is the concept of leaving every punishing moment exactly where you find it. Every punishing moment, every thought, every memory, every belief that's punishing. And if you have a trauma, which everyone listening to this has had a trauma, and you choose to revisit it, even though you don't know that you're choosing, and you revisit that on a regular basis, that is self-abuse. That is re-traumatizing yourself, because when you replay a memory of a horrible event, your unconscious doesn't know it's not reoccurring. And so we unconsciously are always our own worst enemies. And, you know, if you look at the OCD literature and they teach you how to interrupt that obsessive thought pattern, well, if you're in a fear field, if you come back to the present moment in gratitude, anxiety, fear, depression cannot occupy the same space as gratitude. And so when you have a trauma, you're made to move through that trauma. Let it move completely through your body. We have many great techniques for doing that. The trauma code on our website, which is free, under sample treatments, is one way. Sometimes there's treatment-resistant traumas, and we have very advanced techniques that we can kind of anchor the person, ground them out in their body where they can move through that trauma rapidly versus having it resonate and keep running around in the body.
The trauma treatment on video now on our website is now under the caption called Watch. We have Listen, Watch, and Read, so that's something you can watch. So if you click on Watch, you'll see that come up, and you can watch Stephen doing the inputting the points for the trauma code. Yeah, I wanted to say, Steve, in regards to that, I agree with you that, you know, coming to the present moment and, you know, living in a place of gratitude today is what you need to do. But I would argue that, and not necessarily argue, but I would throw out there that the unconscious aspect needs to be dealt with first, and that's what we do at Quantum Techniques. Now, many people will dive into spirituality and consciousness work and work on being in the present moment, but they haven't healed the underlying trauma field that they don't realize is occupying so much space in their life. And like you said, their body thinks they're reliving it over and over again at an unconscious level. They're not consciously aware that they're doing that. So So what we do with our trauma code and with the work we do over the phone with people is really to release those traumas that are really locked in the body at a cellular level. And we do that by, you know, giving you a code, like the trauma code on our website, the one that's individualized for you, to help you release what are those traumas that are really locking this anxiety and panic into your field. So it's just like cycling over and over again. So once you can release the trauma, and I believe the beliefs that are attached to the trauma, the beliefs that come out of that trauma and affect your whole life from that day on, then you can be in the present moment in gratitude in a much easier way and effective.
Well, you know, if you look at our population, which is chronic illness, chronic autoimmune disorders, environmental illness, I think I've had one person in all the years I've ever worked with that did not have some kind of key repetitive trauma before the age of six. Now, I would say at least 70% of them have no memory of that when they come in and do the work, when they start. But there's something that locked their body up in a terrible fear state, talking about, again, you know, Bruce Lipton, Einstein, where the body's coding for illness because it's always living as if it's re-experiencing that memory, which they have no conscious awareness of. And that's why we've developed so many very advanced techniques for collapsing that field, more than just our trauma code, that involve use of the trauma code. Our guest last week, Gary Craig, he's done a lot with PTSD, and then we have too, but he's done a lot with soldiers with that, collapsing that trauma field so they leave it where it was. They leave it in the past. They're not reliving it consciously or unconsciously every day. And like I say, I've never, one out of maybe 10,000 clients that I've worked with over the years that actually did not have a key repetitive trauma field before the age of six. So trauma is huge in terms of the non-physical thing that starts the anxiety. And then, like Beth said, out of that trauma field, you're going to have beliefs primarily centered in one or more of three areas about myself. I'm not safe. I'm unlovable. I've done something unforgivable. About others. Others are not safe. Others will abandon me. Others will harm me. You know, about reality or the divine. God's going to punish me. God's abandoned me. You know, those kind of beliefs come out of those early traumas and are usually largely unconscious, but then drive everything in the person's life, especially their health.
I'd say the most common beliefs that are underlying anxiety and panic attacks are, I am not safe. You know, I need to protect myself. And the world is a terrifying, dangerous place. Now, those are the two I'd say are the most common, and God doesn't protect me either. Now, those are real common, and those beliefs do come out of trauma experience. Now, they can also come out of having one trauma. You may have a trauma from, let's say, 3 years ago where you had a foreclosure and you lost everything. You lost everything you had in the bank, and you're homeless. Well, that's pretty significant. How does that play a role in anxiety and panic? Everyone has challenges in life that you may not call trauma. That's just kind of the umbrella term we use. But challenges in life that cause emotional upset and are significant to blocking you from having the life that you want. The other piece in anxiety that I've seen real often is generational trauma. There's an example that I'm thinking of a client with financial issues and terrible fear and anxiety and panic about spending any money, even just buying food. And this is a generational field that goes a few generations back in her family. And this fear about spending money and how that has also affected her. She sees it in her parents. She saw it in her grandparents. So it can also be generational trauma. It doesn't have to be, you know, something that you yourself necessarily went through. But if you're raised around people that are anxious about finances, for example, in this case, then you're going to pick that up. Emotions are contagious. So generational trauma is another aspect that contributes to anxiety and panic. The other thing that we see over and over again that causes anxiety and panic is grief. Unhealed grief, oftentimes unconscious grief that you're not even aware of. That would be the number one emotion. Or you may find some other emotions, and again, we do our testing, like Truth Techniques 1, to determine what are the other emotions that may be blocking you. But I would say number one across the board, everyone I've ever worked with anxiety issues and panic attacks has an unhealed grief issue. Usually it's something from their own lifetime, oftentimes loss of a family member, friend, or pet. And this will come up over and over again. We can go in and see what's going on and help you release that by giving you a code that you use for treatment, and then really just your awareness of it sometimes often will allow your body to release it just by knowing that something is there.
Well, I think another thing that, and we'll probably talk more about this in the next section, is frozen emotional fields. Okay, a lot of people are unconsciously picking up other people's emotions and putting them in their body, and it's very, very common with healers. You know, like a healer whose mom had postpartum depression. You know, my mom was bipolar and schizophrenic. And I learned very early on in life, because my job was to keep the knives away when she got crazy, to, in a sense, try to manage her emotions by, you know, within the child's mind, taking on her fear, her anger, her rage, putting it inside my body to try to make the world safe to attach to. Now, the difficulty with that is when that starts young, that becomes your default position for relating to people, is that you're always picking up other people's lower frequency emotions, their fear, their anxiety. You get together with a bunch of people, they leave feeling great because you've just acted as kind of like a psychic garbage can. You leave feeling terrible or completely wiped out and exhausted. And you know, we do a lot of training of practitioners and various things that we do. And that's a huge issue with most practitioners, is they've got to learn to shield themselves and not pick up things off their clients.
What I would say on that is, if you are someone who has kind of been labeled as the caretaker in your family.
Or a great listener.
Yes, a great listener. Yeah, I should be a therapist.
Right.
That kind of thing. If you're the savior of the family, if you're kind of the one that's always kept things going and in check and been in control of things that are happening in the family, you're probably someone that takes on emotions of others. And you may not know it. I think Steve's example is really good. If you're in a group of people and someone is talking to you and you go home feeling terrible, guess what? You just picked up somebody else's non-physical emotional wreckage, and you're holding it in your system.
Well, I've seen this especially with therapists that go to training weekends where they're learning a new technique. So everybody's practicing some kind of new technique. You know, and therapists have their own agendas. I mean, they have their own illnesses. Otherwise, they wouldn't be therapists. We all do. And so, you know, they kind of exchange psychic energies in a way that they come back feeling terrible, and then they get call us and we clean them up. But that's also very common.
It's time to take another break. So we're going to come back and talk more about what causes anxiety and teach you how to fire the storyteller. Stay tuned.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. This is Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques, and we're wrapping up our show today, and I think this has been a really good one. What we're talking about is, how do I know what is causing my anxiety or panic, and what can I do? And we're just finishing up talking about the non-physical aspects that contribute to anxiety. We've talked about the physical components, toxins and pathogens, and erasing your body's attempts at healing this. We've talked about grief as the most typical emotion we find underlying anxiety. And we touched on frozen emotions of other people's as well, like emotions are contagious and you're taking on other people's unhealed issues or grief or anxiety. I just want to give an example of that, and then we're going to share some codes for you to treat your own anxiety or that of others. And then we're going to give you an addictive craving code as well. I have a client who has had ongoing anxiety for about 23 years. And one of the things that comes up every time she has anxiety or a panic attack is she's like an energetic sponge, and she has taken on someone else's emotion. Fear, grief, nervousness, anxiety, panic, hurt. So every time, and this has been a pattern, and she finally said, oh, wow, I realize what I've been doing my whole life. I never had any awareness that I was doing this. So now we're at the point where she can catch herself before it happens and prevent it from occurring at all. So it's a wonderful thing because she's been doing this for 40 years, and now she can stop it and know what she's done to kind of have an open door to take in other people's emotions, and she's not doing it anymore. So this has been a really wonderful shift to watch.
I want to mention one other type of situation where a person takes on those frozen emotional fields unconsciously and unwillingly, actually. And I've had a couple of situations where someone has been traumatized, abused by someone, and then after that picked up self-hatred that they never had in their entire life. And it actually wasn't their self-hatred. It was off their perpetrator who violated them. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to find these answers, and that's what quantum techniques is about.
And again, True Technique 1, our DVD or MP4 download, whatever you prefer, on our website at quantumtechniques.com in our store is our number one best-selling product that can teach you to identify these aspects that are contributing to problems in your life, like anxiety that we're talking about today, so you can find out what is causing it, then eliminate it. The other piece that really comes up a lot in anxiety, especially for people that have ongoing anxiety, is what we call the internal storyteller that tells you, oh, this is really bad, it's going to be really bad, I'm going to die, or that person's going to die, or something terrible is going to happen. And these voices, if you will, or this internal storyteller comes up when you have anxiety or panic and makes what you're dealing with so much worse. So another aspect is fire the storyteller. When you hear yourself going there in your mind, and we all have that mind chatter, stop it. Say, just don't go there. And fire that storyteller internally, because it's making the situation you're in much worse. That's just another key of something you can do.
Well, and the storyteller always has his friend with him, the justifier.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I think those are both direct implants from CNN News. So it really is, we start telling us the same terrifying stories that other people are beaming to us to usually sell us or make us buy something. But then we run with that story, that if I don't have $1 million in the bank when I retire, if I don't own my home, if I don't have health care insurance, whatever that is, that's the justifier telling you I should be this terrified.
Let's go ahead and give some codes for people. And again, try these codes for anxiety. And if you don't feel it's effective, let us know and we can find out what's blocking your healing in this realm for you. For anxiety, the treatment code is as follows. E for under the eye, EB for eyebrow, SH for side of the hand, G50 for the gamut spot, EB for eyebrow, E for under the eye, MF for middle finger, SH for side of hand, IF, index finger, E for under the eye, EB for eyebrow, E for under the eye, C for collarbone, E for under the eye, OE, outside of the eye, A, armpit, C, collarbone, 9G for the 9 gamut. Read that through several times. You can just read it like I did, and this will help you to clear anxiety that's coming up. If you need to know or want to know what's causing it as it reoccurs, let us know. You can email me at beth@quantumtechniques.com or steve@quantumtechniques.com, and we're happy to help. We also have a brief addictive craving code that can help you or someone else that struggles with addiction, which again is an underlying anxiety issue, and this one is brief. It's SH, side of hand, E for under eye, EB for eyebrow, IF, index finger, E, OE for outside of eye, A, armpit, C, collarbone, 9G for the 9 gamut. All of these codes are described on our website at quantumtechniques.com. in a section called Getting Started. So if you have questions about these treatment points, you will find answers there.
You can also go and download free manuals that have these codes and many more that are in PDF files. But I want to mention one other thing with addictive craving code, how powerful that is. Back when I was in a medical setting, and I would often take people that might be on, 35 Vicodin a day, and get them off within 3 days with no withdrawal. Same thing with alcohol, no DTs, just reading the code would stop the withdrawal, the physical withdrawal that comes with it. It's that powerful.
Thank you for tuning in today, and we'll be back next Tuesday. We have a special guest next Tuesday, Gisela Carrick, one of our senior practitioners, who's healed from amazing things. She's got a wonderful story to tell. And I would especially let people know that have any electrical sensitivities to tune in next week. Have a wonderful week. Aloha from Maui.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.